welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who have joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This song is called God Sent His Angels. We're going to sing about how God watched over Daniel in the lion's den, David when he was fighting the giant Goliath. I want you to pretend like you are watching over them too. You can put your hands over your eyes like you're looking far away, watching over them, just like God watches over them.
When Daniel was down in the dark lion's den, God sent his angels to watch over him. When Daniel was down in the dark lion's den, God sent his angels to watch over him. When David was fighting the giant so big, God sent his angels to watch over him. When David was fighting the giant so big, God sent his angels to watch over him.
In this next song, I want you to pretend that you're feeding the animals. We're going to pretend that we're feeding the squirrels nuts. Pretend there's food in your hands and you're tossing it out for them. And then the next part, we're pretending that we're feeding the birds. So pretend there's seeds in your hand and you toss it out for the birds. Let's sing together.
Jesus made a nut for the hungry squirrel. Let's feed the squirrel. Let's feed the squirrel. Jesus made a nut for the hungry squirrel. Let's feed the hungry squirrel. Jesus made the seed for the hungry bird. Let's feed the bird. Let's feed the bird. Jesus made the seed for
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question number one. David was a shepherd. Did he run away scared when bears and lions came?
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. He stood up and he fought bears and the lions when they came. Question number two. Why was David not afraid of the giant Goliath?
Because God was with him.
That's right. God was with him. He knew he would help him. And question number three. Will Jesus help us to be brave and safe?
Yes.
Yes, he will. God will always help us. Our lesson today is the brown bear, Isaiah 40:29.
He gives power to the weak.
Have you ever seen a bear?
Yeah.
What do bears look like?
A bear. They look like lions. They're really big.
Bears come in different colors. Some bears are white, like the polar bear. Some bears are black, like the black bear. Some bears are brown, like the bear that tried to hurt David's sheep. The grizzly bear is one kind of brown bear. Grizzly bears are very big and very strong. They can also run very fast. Grizzly bears usually like to live by themselves. Sometimes they live in a forest with lots of trees. Sometimes they live in a meadow with lots of grass. And sometimes they live up north where it's very cold. In the winter, grizzly bears can't find as much food. So how do they get ready for the winter when there won't be much food?
They keep eating.
Yes, they get ready for winter by eating a lot in the summertime. They eat and eat. Grizzly bears eat some of the things that we eat, like berries and leaves and nuts. But they also like to go fishing for salmon. Grizzly bears do a lot of something in the winter. Do you know what it is?
They sleep.
They sleep. Mommy grizzly bears are even asleep when their cubs are born. That's amazing. They go to sleep when they're pregnant, and then when they wake up, here's some little bears. Grizzly bears are born without hair or teeth. Can you imagine what that would look like? Maybe you can find a picture of a newborn grizzly bear. They're so tiny. Although they can't see when they're born, They snuggle up to their sleeping mommy, and they snuggle for the rest of the winter. By the time spring comes, the cubs have hair and their eyes are open, and they are as cute and playful as can be. When the mommy grizzly bear wakes up, she watches over her cubs. She is very brave and strong. You might have heard the term before, mama bear. She'll do anything to protect her little babies. Jesus made the grizzlies brave and strong so they could take care of their little babies. And Jesus will help you to be brave and strong too when you need it. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is 1 Samuel 17:45. I come to you in the name of the Lord. Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
I come to you in the name of the Lord. I come to you in the name of the Lord. I come to you in the name of the Lord. 1 Samuel 17:45. I come to you in the name of the Lord. I come to you in the name of the Lord. I come to you in the name of the Lord. 1 Samuel 17:45.
I'm so glad you joined me today. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week, and we'll have a new one out at the beginning of the next week. And in the meantime, we'd love to hear from you. You can write to me at ashley@startingwithjesus.com. Let's have prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for the bears. Thank you that you give power to the weak. Help us to be strong for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our closing song today is Stand Up for Jesus. As you learn the words, join in.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not stop from loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead. Hail every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.